This is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and we're listening to the song The Bootlegger by writer and musician Chris Vellillo. It's a piece you'll hear from his upcoming musical called Forgottonia, which, as the name suggests, is about the Western Illinois region known as Forgottonia. It explores the region's history and culture. The show debuts next Saturday, July 20th, at the Hayline Theater in Macomb, 7 p.m. Chris joins me now to talk more about the show. Chris, welcome to The 21st Show. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
I should say, in order to make our schedules work, we tape this conversation ahead of time, but you can always let us know what you thought by emailing talk@21stshow.org. All right, so Chris, Forgottonia is by definition a forgotten region. What inspired a musical on it?
Well, I'm a singer-songwriter, and I have been actively working in Western Illinois since the late 1970s. Over the years, I've done a combination of original projects and then a fair amount of historical projects. And recently, I wanted to get back to the original material. And looking back over the course of my career, I kind of saw this arc of a story where I had written most of my material about rural Illinois, and especially rural West Central Illinois. And it occurred to me that it might be a great time to kind of create a show based on that perspective and exploring the material that I had written over the past 35 years.
For those, and I should say, we've talked on this program about Forgottonia before. We've interviewed Rich Egger, the reporter at WIUM, the public radio station in Macomb, about his podcast series on it. But some listeners may not have heard that. So can you remind us where that term Forgottonia comes from, what it designates?
Yes, indeed. West Central Illinois got the name Forgottonia around 1972 when 16 counties banded together and declared the independent nation of Forgottonia in protest to the lack of infrastructure dollars coming into that part of the state. Now, the plan was to secede from the Union, declare war on the United States, immediately surrender, and then apply for foreign aid. And it was nothing more than political theater, but ultimately it really did work. I ended up coming into this area in 1976 on the first wave of funding to come as a result of the Forgottonia project. And my job was as an archaeologist working on what would ultimately become the Kansas City-Chicago Expressway.
The Kansas City-Chicago Expressway. Yeah. If you do look at a map, it is far less covered by expressways than other parts of the state, right? And you have the, think of Interstate 72, for example, which is not technically an interstate, I guess, because it's really contained entirely within the state of Illinois.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, when I first got here, there were no expressways or four-lane roads at all in this region. And what highways they were just badly maintained. And I really figured out quickly that if you wanted to get anywhere on time and safely, you drove on the oil and ship blacktops.
Yeah. All right. So sometimes I say when we're thinking of what to talk about on the show that that's a good topic. It's not necessarily a story. So how do you take the concept, the topic of Forgottonia, and turn it into a story?
Well, as I say in the show, I'll give a brief synopsis of the legend of Forgottonia, but then I'll mention that that's not really the story I'm here to tell. What I'm here to tell in this show are the people and places and culture that was that old time Forgottonia, the way rural Illinois was before we got modernized, before we evolved from an old farm economy to an agribusiness-based economy. And so the idea of the show is to kind of celebrate those aspects of rural Illinois through, you know, the hook, if you will, of Forgottonia.
Talk about the show itself. How do you, how do you come up with music for a program like this?
Well, in this particular case, the rule was I was using all original music, and I was using music I had written over the course of my career. Then I had to select a representative sample that I thought best kind of dealt with the topic. And then you, of course, have to blend it into a show. So you're concerned about tempos and a pace to the show. So after selecting the material music-wise, the real trick was to create a narrative thread to tie it all together. And I tend to use a lot of storytelling, for lack of a better word, as I tell the stories of my songs. So this focused on the backstories or the inspirations, or in many cases, the people and culture that they were written about. So all of those elements came together to create this themed show.
All right, we are going to take a break on the program. We will continue with folk songwriter and musician Chris Villillo when we return. He has an upcoming musical piece called Forgottonia. It's going to premiere Saturday, July 20th at the Hayne Theater in Macomb. More to come after a short break. This is The 21st Show. Stay with us.
His old fiddle's made of walnut from a tree down by the road that must have stood 100 years.
This is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're hearing a song called Walnut Fiddle by the songwriter and musician Chris Villillo. It's part of his upcoming musical called Forgottonia, which explores the region Forgottonia, the rural part of Western Illinois, was given its namesake in a viral moment in the early 1970s when the region seceded from the United States, or at least planned to, and immediately surrendered, all in an effort to apply for foreign aid, get more spending on infrastructure there. It actually kind of worked, as we heard before the break. We're talking with Villillo about the musical. Our conversation is on tape, so we're not taking calls, but you can let us know what you thought by leaving a voicemail at 217-300-21. 21. All right, so let's talk about the visual aspects of this show. It's not just music. Yeah, go ahead.
So for many years, I've known a remarkable photographer named Tim Schroll. He exclusively shoots in black and white, and he shoots Illinois rural landscapes and lost and forgotten places. He did the first couple album covers I did, and he just has this remarkable collection of images that convey visually the very concepts I'm trying to convey musically. And first, I should mention that Illinois Humanities funded this project, and when I actually got approved, I immediately called up Tim, and he agreed to be a part of it. And we sat down and went through his entire collection of images, looking for images that would reflect the concepts of the song, not necessarily in a literal interpretation, but in a more fluid and artistic one, so that when we do the live performance, I will be on stage, I'll have a couple of sidemen playing with me, but the entire back of the stage will be a scrim, and we are going to be projecting Tim's images selected to reflect the concepts of the song all throughout the performance.
What was that process like? Are you looking at a screen? Does he have books, binders of his work? Are you holding up those negative slides to, sort of.
I got a box that had contact prints, a few printed shots. He had about 150 shots that he already had fully processed that he tended to sell. But I got access to his archives all the way back to 2000, and I went through every single image, many of them contact prints, and then began to make a list of all the possible images. And then he and I got together, and with the two of us, you know, he was listening to the music, and we would look at images together, and it was just a really enjoyable opportunity to work with another artist and get that perspective alongside my own. And what really surprised me was how frequently we were exactly in sync. I don't think there was ever a time we didn't agree. And more often than not, when I pulled one out of the archives, it is one he had marked as one he had planned to eventually do something with.
Oh, neat. Hmm. Yeah. All right, maybe this is a good time to listen to another song that's going to be featured in the show. This one is called The Final Harvest.
The early streaks of dawn were touching the horizon. My eyes were playing tricks out on the road. So I pulled into the cafe just this side of Morris for a cup of strong black coffee, tired to the bone. Staring down the steam rising from my cup and saucer, I was trying to clear my ears of that highway sound. When a man in faded coveralls and well-worn leather work boots came in and took a stool a few seats down. The waitress brought him coffee. He ordered up a special. She asked, "What brings you out in this autumn blow?" He said, "You know, Gerald Steffes, the old man killed here late last summer." She sat down her pad and pencil. She said, "I don't think so."
Talk about this song.
The Final Harvest was inspired by a series of true events. A farmer was killed in a tractor rollover. And, you know, that's just not that uncommon. It happened late in the summer. And the way the community responded just really impressed me. As it turned out, they all got together when it was time to harvest. 30 combines came out, harvested all of the acreage of this family. All of the money that they raised went right to the family. No one took a dime. And it was just this incredible sense of people coming out to support their neighbors in their hour of need. And, you know, in this age where everything is so focused on the self and we rarely kind of look out and remember, you know, the sense of community, which I think is so critical in rural Illinois, that just struck me as really, really important. So I wrote this song to tell that story. And I will say at one point I actually had to play it for the family. And that was about the most nerve-wracking thing I've ever done.
Yeah, I can imagine that. How did they react?
They were very positive, which I was very happy to see.
Yeah. So Forgotonia is this, I think to some it might be a dated concept. I wonder how you think of that. Is it still relevant today?
Well, to me, it is an example of responding to crisis through art. And, you know, taking what would be...
And to be clear, I didn't mean your musical is a dated concept. I mean, thinking of the region in that way. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, there was a certain number of people that were kind of offended about being perceived as rubes. But right now, and there are still a few people that feel that way, but right now it's kind of become a hook to the region. The tourism group here in town is Unforgettable Forgotonia. We now have a Forgotonia brewery, and it's kind of become sort of a way to identify our region. To me, it was a brilliant move. You know, they ultimately generated about $250,000 worth of publicity on this concept, and they spent $2,000 to do it. You know, it was a remarkable thing in my mind.
Do you see Forgotonia as being more of a time capsule of a different time and place, or is it? Yeah.
Yeah, well, interestingly enough, when I first came here in 1976, it really felt like I was stepping back in time 40 years. Being so isolated, a lot of the changes that came in the years that followed and had already come to other parts of rural Illinois hadn't really happened yet. and there was still a strong sense of community in most of the small towns. They still were active, you know, and now 40 years later, many of them are hardly more than a ghost town. But we didn't have the big box stores moving in yet. We didn't have the wealth of fast food restaurants that we have now. The communities were still more alive and self-centered around the people that lived in them. So in that sense, there was a time capsule to it. Nowadays, this is sort of the small town Americana that, you know, Madison Avenue tries to sell us. And to this day, I still love living in a small town because of that sense of community, because I can get anywhere in 10 minutes. You know, those are real tremendous values that a lot of folks are really struggling to find in this day and age.
You know, it's interesting because I think of Illinois cities and towns, right? And you have some that are big enough for multiple Walmarts. There are some that are big enough for a Walmart. And if they're not big enough for that, they maybe have a Dollar General. If they don't have a Dollar General, they have a Casey's. I wonder what you think of the fact that myself, and I know I'm not the only person who thinks like this, that we now think of, and you mentioned, oh, now we have these chain restaurants or something like that. What does that say about modern America, that is one of the ways we think about the value of where we live?
Well, you know, it sort of is the homogenization of America. Different towns used to have a unique character to them, and we've lost a lot of that. Now, that being said, I also like to go out and eat at a good restaurant. but that those changes have really made everything more of the same, and we've lost a lot of the unique character that so many regions and so many, especially small towns, had. Now, it does seem like there is an effort to kind of recapture that and maybe save the best of that as we move forward. And I completely embrace that concept. Obviously, we live in the age of internet and transportation being much more accessible and, you know, no longer basing our economic focus on, you know, a 30-mile radius, but still valuing those and making those relevant seems to be very important and seems to be starting to be recognized again. I hope so.
You know, when I hear people talk about Forgottonia and West Central Illinois and what that region was like before some of these, modernization that came to it, you hear that about other places, right? Anyone who's read the history of Lyndon Johnson knows about the Hill Country in Texas. Sure. I think there are Forgottonias all over America. In some ways. And I understand that one of the things you might hope to do someday is take this show across the Midwest. Maybe you can talk about that.
Oh, absolutely. I actually mentioned at the beginning of the show, when I identify what Forgottonia is that it really is just a microcosm of all of rural America. I've performed all over rural Illinois for the past 35 years, and I see this pattern repeated over and over again, where the small communities just kind of fall apart. And it's the same in eastern Illinois as it is in, you know, the Appalachian Mountains. The geography is different, the names are different, but those cultural interactions are the same. And I think that, again, this is just a microcosm of what's going on everywhere. And that's essentially the message I hope to tell, even though I use the hook of Forgottonia as a vehicle to kind of tell that story.
Yeah. For people who are not from the area, maybe not even from a small town, what do you hope they take away from this experience?
I hope they take away the fact that those elements of the culture, which, you know, were so prevalent 35, 40 years ago, they still matter today. When I first came to Western Illinois, you know, the towns had a cafe. And you'd go into that cafe and there'd be old farmers that came in for breakfast and they'd sit there all afternoon, sipping coffee, shooting the breeze. Now, when those cafes started to die out, I saw the exact same thing happening in the Casey's store. They would come in, they'd sit at those little, you know, side places, and they would sit there and drink coffee and shoot the breeze all day long. And to me, the idea is that there's a continuity to all of this, and the culture may evolve, but in many ways it stays the same. And I hope that we can grow to celebrate and appreciate where we've come from and still hold that as kind of our lodestar, if you will, as we move forward into the future.
And is that any different than people who are from the area? Is there something for them to take from this as well?
Well, you know, one of the points I make in the show is that I'm going to try and tell the story from the eyes of an outsider. Because a lot of folks, you know, if you're born and raised in an area, you never see it for what it is because you're constantly around it.
It's the water, right? It's the fish in water.
Yeah. 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 You got to be 100 miles away for anything to be unique. And yet, these communities are unique and they are special, even if the local people haven't taken the moment to realize that and recognize it. So hopefully, you know, my describing it from as an outsider and sharing my experiences about being so enchanted by this sense of community will kind of revitalize their understanding and their appreciation for where they live.
Chris Vellillo is a singer and songwriter based in Macomb, Forgottonia, Illinois, United States. Chris, thank you so much for joining us today on the 21st Show.
Hey, Brian, thank you. It's been a real pleasure.
Once again, the show debuts 7 p.m. next Saturday, July 20th, at the Hainline Theater in Macomb. We are going to leave you today with another song from Forgottonia, the musical. It's called Sunday Drivin' on a Monday Afternoon. Next week, Republicans are gathering in Milwaukee for their national political convention. The 21st Show is going to be there too. We'll have leaders from the Illinois Republican Party and on the ground reporting from our own Jose Zepeda in Milwaukee all next week. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening, and we will talk with you again on Monday.